Representatives of the Bush administration were on TV shows over the weekend, speaking with one voice, preparing the country for war against Iraq. At the same time, Democratic presidential hopefuls presented a variety of messages, both on foreign and domestic policies. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Some members of the Democratic field met in Iowa Saturday night, and they seem to be ready to take on the president's foreign policy.
Yes, you might think that the Iowa caucuses are a year away, and of course you would be right, but the Democrats are already out there. In fact, Howard Dean, the governor of Vermont, has been to Iowa something like 18 times already, and Richard Gephardt and John Kerry were also there over the weekend. And they are taking on the president both on foreign and domestic policy, but there are always these but clauses, particularly when it comes to the possibility of war with Iraq, where you have had already Congressman Gephardt supporting the president, and then over the weekend more support from Senator Lieberman, who has also thrown his hat into the Democratic ring. So the Democrats, you're hearing a lot of different voices coming out of the Democratic presidential candidates.
This week marks the 30th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision on abortion, and all of the declared Democratic candidates are scheduled to speak at abortion rights events. Why would they choose that venue for their first public debate?
Of course, it won't really even be much of a debate, is my guess, because the likelihood is that they'll all try to outdo each other in showing just how pro-choice they are. And that has become obligatory for Democratic candidates these days, that in trying to get the activists in the party ginned up, ready to really go out and work for them. The problem with that for the Democrats is that at a meeting like this, they can find themselves getting too far out away from where the majority of the American public is. Public, of course, any poll shows is for legalization of abortion, but once you get past that question, there are lots of nuances, and it gets a lot more complicated. And the same thing is true with other activist groups, so that the primary process can be very difficult. Now, it's true on the Republican side as well. They can get too far out, for instance, on the question of abortion again, talking to pro-life groups. But we're not seeing that right now this year. It's on the Democratic side that we're seeing it. Of course, the other thing that gets tough when it gets to the general election is that not only have the Democrats or the Republicans gotten too far out to their activist base, but they're also beating each other up so much that they come into the general election somewhat bloodied.
Yeah, but they've also done that before and emerged victorious.
Well, that's true, but what we always have to look at is what's happening on the other side. And at this point, President Bush still stays at over 50% in approval ratings, and when presidents are at over 50% in approval ratings, they tend to win. But the most important thing is for a president not to have primary opposition. When a president is challenged by a member of his own party, he loses. And that is, of course, one of the reasons that you see President Bush being so keen to keep his base happy, because he saw his father being challenged on the right and losing his general election. The most recent example, of course, was the affirmative action case where the president came out against the University of Michigan. But then he tries to have it both ways. Over the weekend, you saw members of his administration say they really approve of the University of Michigan's plans. And today, the president goes to a big black church to celebrate Martin Luther King holiday and say there'd be money for minority students. He's trying to have it all ways.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.